Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we are going to be getting into the second six episodes, or five. Did we watch five? Five episodes of Red vs. Blue Rewatch.
Did we only watch five, or were we supposed to do six?
Oh, well. Point is, I know what happens in the sixth episode, but I think what we'll do is we'll discuss it. We'll discuss all the episodes in the final episode, because after that, we'll need to talk about the multiple endings. So it'll be a season five extravaganza podcast. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the recap. So last week, we ended with the commands apparently has said that Sarge is dead and they have a funeral for him. So, in episode number 83, In Memoriam, the Red Team is holding Sarge's funeral, and all of them are having, like, their own eulogy, and Griff is treating it like a roast, and Simmons is treating it like a campaign for Red Leader, and Sister's just like, I didn't know Sarge very well, but he was old, and old people are gross. And so, in the end, Sarge is like, he's heckling all them, or he's upset by what they're saying, and then he gets buried alive.
By the way, I want to point out that last podcast, I said that Sarge did actually die, which is true, but what actually happened was Sister got sent over to the Red Base when she was supposed to be sent over to the Blue Base, since there, Sergeant died. What was his name? He was really gay.
Sergeant, or Captain Flowers.
Captain Flowers. Their captain died.
Yes.
So she was meant to replace.
Way to ruin
private,
the recap.
A private on the blue team.
Spoiler alert, bitch! All right.
Private
so,
on the blue team.
Spoiler alert.
So the point is, Sarge did die, but that had nothing to do with the story.
Yeah, I guess not. Anyway, that takes us on to episode number 84, Strong Male Figure. All right, so Tucker is introduced to Junior, but during this time, Sister says that she was told the dead commander died of an aspirin overdose, which is very key because she's like, because obviously if you've seen season three, then you know that Church gave Captain Flowers aspirin to save him from whatever was coming. And then he's like, that wasn't aspirin, was it? Yeah, it was. Why? Because I'm allergic to aspirin. So anyway, but then it's explained that she's colorblind and that the blue guys are the ones that sent her. And so Simmons starts freaking out about how they buried Sarge. And so he goes to get shovels and he just basically goes nuts. Well, meanwhile, underground, Donut wakes up and finds two suits of blue armor, which doesn't exactly find two suits of blue armor. He more finds a suit of blue armor and a suit of black armor, which are Tex and Church's bodies from whenever they were buried, and they had the little Jewish and Christian symbols. So their graves led down to the cave. So those bodies must be like fucking thousands of years old.
I guess they would be, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because unless they got sent into the future with everyone else.
No, they probably just sat there, right?
They could have.
Because Sheila's been hanging out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, gross. So that takes us into episode number 85, Yellow Fever. And so the Reds are arguing as to whether or not they should keep Sister, because Griff says that it's, you know, it's his sister. And he secretly decides to get rid of the team, get rid of her before the team gets Sarge back alive and discovers that she's a blue, actually, so that he doesn't do anything crazy. So during all this, Doc is examining Sheila to find out what's wrong with her, and I like how Church had him working on Sheila, but he's not a mechanic, and Tucker points that out. So he's like,
you know, she also points out how bad of a doctor he is, but
yeah.
He's not actually a doctor, he's a medic.
But he's not really a medic, because he's never really helped anyone.
He's never really helped anyone.
But yeah, Sheila's been acting weird, so she has Doc checking her out, trying to figure out what's wrong, and I guess he decides that either Doc could get killed, or he could accidentally disable her, or he could accidentally fix her. But no matter what, he wins. During all this, Griff comes up and tells the Blues that Sister is theirs and that they can have her. And right after that, Simmons runs up to Griff after trying to dig up Sarge and says that he's missing. And that takes us into episode number 86, Brass Taxes, or Tax. Anyway, Church gives Sister her orientation, and this is right before Tex arrives. He's introducing everybody, and then she's like,
"Her orientation." That was a great part.
That's actually my favorite quote. It's so long, but it's so well done. She's getting introduced to everybody, and she's like, "Who's the black armor? Who's in the black armor?" They're like, "Black armor? What black armor?" She's like, "The one sneaking up behind you right now." And they're like, "Oh shit!" Basically, and so. During all this, Simmons explains that he discovered a hole under another hole where Sarge was buried, and which cracks me up because it's just like, that's how you describe it. I was digging a hole, and I found a hole. And we find out that Griff's deathly afraid of bats during this.
That was funny.
So that takes us into episode number 87, The Nesting Theory. So Griff and Simmons decide to go down into the cave, but meanwhile, Tex is just unloading on the Blues and trying to figure out who's possessed by O'Malley. Church is killed again, which I thought was really funny because his body gets shot in the head, his body falls down, his ghost is standing there, and then he goes down and puts his body on again. Now, I understand that his body's supposed to be robotic now, but he wouldn't get into his original body because he would just have to lay there.
Yeah, I think we pointed that out in the earlier
I think
podcast.
So, but I still don't think I figured out what was happening. Anyway.
I think he just didn't want to do it because it was Caboose's suggestion.
Oh, that's true. So he puts his body back on, and I like the line, is my body on straight? And so Church starts to suspect that Sheila is possessed by O'Malley because she's malfunctioning. Tex shows up, and everything, he starts putting it all together. But what's funny is Tex notices that Sister is a girl, and she gets pissed off. She's like, I'm only God for a few weeks! And you cannot.
That's like, David trying to do his girly voice. That's like my girly voice, except for so high pitch you can't hear it.
Fuck you.
And fuck
that,
you.
And that's the end of this week's five episodes because we forgot to do six. All right. So, what do you want to get into next? I say we go ahead and get into our favorite quotes because I really loved this week's quote.
Our favorite quotes?
Yes. the other guys?
Joel Burns. my favorite quote was kind of lame this week. Just Tucker, whenever Tex was just kind of flipping out, and Church started to talk, and Tucker was like, whoa. Tread lightly, dude. Tread lightly.
Mine's so long. Well, this is Church talking to Sister, showing her everything, and he just stays in one spot. Well, welcome to the Blue Team. I guess we should probably give you some kind of orientation or something like that. So this is the base. Insides on the inside. Go through that door right there. Get on to the inside. There's a ramp over there. There's another one on the other side. It's kind of smaller. It does the same thing, though. It's got a basement. There's a middle part and a top part. Got some, you know, blue flags here on the outside. It's come in handy when you're, you know, you're trying to identify the color of the base. It's blue. Anyway, that pretty much covers the base. So, anyway, yeah. That's it. It's like he gave an entire tour and it's the... Bernie's delivery of that line was so, so good. I absolutely recommend that you go watch episode number 86 of the series just to watch Bernie's deliver that
it's
line.
It's like 30 seconds long.
It's so funny. I don't know what it is about it, but I loved it so much. It cracked me up. Now, before we get into emails this week, last week there was an email that we got from a guy, and we kind of ripped into it pretty hard, and we made fun of the grammar, the spelling, some of the content, so we weren't very kind to it, and he emailed back, and he wasn't too bad, but it was a little funny. So I went on to my journal on roosterteeth.com, and I made a post, and on it I put a poll. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the journal post first, and I said, on the last episode of Red vs. Blue Rewatch, Isaac and I ripped into an email. We got into it about the grammar, and we were pretty honest. We got a response that said he wrote it in a rush and that we should take more time on what emails we pick. We usually do spend a lot of time choosing. This week, I chose the email without telling Isaac. I know,
right,
Isaac.
That did actually happen. Usually, I pick the emails.
I told the truth.
Usually, I pick the email, and then I didn't get a chance to read over the email before we did it because David and his girly voice over there just decided to start
Fuck
the podcast.
You.
So, usually, I read over them and pick him out, but last week I did not get the chance.
I said, I know Isaac pretty well, and he's a grammar stickler, which I appreciate. What I'm getting at is we may have been a little harsh, but I chose the email on purpose. I'm in no way saying we don't pick an email just because of how it's written, but it does count. We get a lot of good email every week, so thank you everyone for your support. I do want to know, though, were we a little too harsh? Now, the answers were yes, no, and I guess, but it was so funny, it doesn't matter. And we got two, I guess, but it was so funny, it doesn't matter, and one, no. And we got a comment from Ralph, Silencer420, which has been here from the beginning, so I'm going to go ahead and read his comment. He said, typed in a rush? That's the go-to excuse for people when they don't know how to spell or type. If you're going to write an email, comment, or message, at least pay attention to the built-in spell checker in most browsers and email clients.
Or maybe your iPhone or iPod Touch.
Yeah. And if you don't whine when people point it out. Learn to spell and type.
Thanks, Silencer.
I don't think that's how you spell whine that way. But no. He did a good job. And the point is, basically, we weren't being mean to the guy, but I guess
we were being mean to his grammar skills.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
I can't feel bad about it.
I'll formally apologize.
I won't.
It's the professional thing to do.
I won't.
But I won't personally apologize.
He sent, I'll professionally apologize, but personally, fuck you. So here's the deal. Look, I don't want to be harsh at all. And send in your emails. We're not going to pick on them. And if we do, we don't, you know, it's in fun. But if you send the email, expect it fully to be read online. And if there's something to make fun of, we probably will.
If you specifically ask not to read our email, then we will. Or your email. No, but if you specifically say that you want to remain anonymous for whatever reason.
Anonymous. Then we'll read it, but we won't see your name.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really horrible story that we just feel like is going to really bring the show down. It's all up to us. We are the gods of podcasting. All right, so go ahead and read your email, and then I have a couple more things I want to get into.
All right, well, this is actually a pretty long email, so I'll just go over the main highlights.
No, you can read it all. I got time. I got stuff to look up.
All right, well, we'll just go over the majority of it then. Last week, I read a quote, and it was actually one of Peyton's emails. I don't know if I said that or not.
I'm just kidding.
I couldn't figure
out
which parts of the quotes were actually a quote, and he said it sent in the whole quote, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it here. He goes, yeah, right, Tucker would only help me if some of the bodies were girls. That sounded a lot weirder out loud. Private negative first class Dexter Griff.
Yeah, wasn't he saying that what we included that sounded a bit weird out loud, we didn't include as part of the quote?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
He goes on to say, and yes, David, you do have a girly voice,
you
like Isaac
son
says.
Of a bitch.
This is my favorite email we've gotten in a long time.
It is pretty funny, though.
Where did he get that picture of the cat? So sad, smarty face. Internet,
yeah.
And holding,
the internets.
Holding grudges, basically the same thing as anger. It's anger carried out for years or emails, podcasts to come. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at Dr. Fraser Crane.
I know who Fraser is.
He will help you through your early stages of puberty. You can consult him and all you want. If you're dumb enough to not know, he's the main character in the show Fraser. I didn't actually know that. You might have better luck with Jock. He's my dad's acupuncture guy.
You're right.
Wait.
Acupuncture.
He explains what an acupuncture is. Guy who helps sore bones and such.
And such. That's such a great description.
He sticks needles through your body. And he helps sore bones and such. I lost my spot. He might be able to fix your voice. And Isaac, don't worry. I'm on your side.
Fix my voice? Is my voice broken?
Some people are just sensitive. I also don't think you kicked a puppy on purpose. Well, I did not kick a puppy on purpose.
On purpose.
But seriously, I absolutely love five things in the world. One, guitar. I hope these aren't in, like, actual order, because if so, two is making fun of David, which is just behind three, my family, including my half-brother, but I consider him my brother. He's in the military, which is awesome.
It is awesome.
We want to give a shout-out to your brother for being in the military. Just saying.
Four. Not you for making fun of me, you son of a bitch.
My cat, Hans Bottomsley, named after Mr. Bottomsley on Frasier.
All right, well, if you get another cat, you have to name him David because, you know what? You made a bunch of fun of me, and now you got to make up for it.
And five is making fun of David while he reacts in this
bitch.
Hilarious hormone-induced way he does. Don't worry, buddy. We have all been through it, too. Big fan of certain people.
You bastard.
Actually,
did he really say of certain people?
Yes, he did. And then he says, no, just kidding. You guys are awesome. I love the podcast.
Wait, what was that last one? Robot.
Sent from my first G.
It's weird how many people seem to have first-generation iPod Touches.
No, this is the same guy who had a first-generation.
I think I've read that more than once. Huh. Anyway.
Well, I want to go ahead and mention one more thing. We got an email from someone who specifically asked me to do your girly voice throughout the podcast.
How did that happen?
And then he asked if I really did kick a puppy. And actually, that person was the same guy who I just read the email from, Peyton. And no, not that I kick a puppy. Do I hate puppies? No, I didn't kick a puppy. Yes, I hate puppies.
He hates dogs in general.
No, I dislike dogs. Puppies are cute, not when you have to take care of them. So I guess I just have to do your girly voice. Or, well, your regular voice.
All right, your mic's getting cut for the rest of this episode.
Your mic's getting cut for the rest of this episode.
All right. Now, for the last few weeks, we've been asking for iTunes reviews, and we got two new ones. And it says, this one's from ZZTXY, and he says, really cool stuff, my friend. And then he says, I think these are funny. Whoever says it's stupid is a jerk off. And you know what? That is a completely true review.
Right, and it would be a lot more powerful if you could say it with a manly voice. A manly voice.
I think these guys are funny. Whoever says it's stupid is a jerk off.
Little Stallone.
That was a terrible Stallone. You should
Fuck
have done
you.
The Italian Mafia or the Sicilian Mafia from The Godfather.
Like that?
Sort of.
Okay. And then we got one from Slick Snipe or something. I don't know. He says, you guys rock. I watched RVB a long time ago. Exclamation point. I watched 1 through 7, gave up after that. Since listening, you have gotten me back into watching! Exclamation point. I'm going through all the seasons again and laughing my face off the whole time. Thanks, guys. Keep doing what you do.
I don't want to call anyone out, but this guy doesn't have a face. That's gross. He laughed off his face.
You're not even like, poor guy, I'm sorry you laughed off your face. It is pretty funny. You're like, you sick, gross. Oh, my God. You must be hideous. All right, look.
He doesn't have a face. Because he laughed it off.
You didn't go for the sympathy vote. You went for, you're weird and different, so we are going to make fun of you.
He doesn't have a face.
These guys gave us 5-star ratings. We need to be nice. If you give us 5-star ratings, then we'll probably be nice. Who knows? Anyway, so another thing is, Brent, who has been sending in our favorite quotes, he sent in,
thank you, Brent.
From season 3, he sent in our quotes again. And let me look real quick. We had All right. From season 3, Dave had 2 donut and Isaac had 3 donut. Total, I guess we chose more donuts.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for that information.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with how he writes it. But you know what? I don't have to worry about that anymore. Do you know why?
I know why.
Oh. Because he made us a pie chart. Now, we've been asking for this for the last couple weeks, and this will be up on the website. But he made us this badass pie chart on his iPhone and took a screenshot of it, and it is awesome. And apparently, we fucking love Sarge, like, a quarter of the time. So out of every character, we I guess, use Sarge, like, 25% of the time.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And after that, this is really weird, donut. 21.43% of the time.
Donut?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, all right. I think that's everything for this week from emails and reviews and such. But we do have to talk about the helmet painting because I haven't done anything. I work in a hardware store, and there's a paint section, and I still haven't bought paint. I've been trying to get the exact color, but I still just haven't done it. I should have it done by next week.
You should.
If I say I will, then I probably will, but I don't want to put that kind of pressure on myself. All right, so I think the only other thing we have to mention this week is the new Twitter account, twitter.com/RVBRewatch. Can you think of anything else?
No.
Next week, we'll try to do 7 episodes.
7 episodes.
Next week,
smash my computer.
The hard drive.
I'm sorry, Isaac. I broke your computer.
Next.
I'm sorry, too. You owe me $500.
And
no, $500.
You owe me $500, bitch. And guess what else? This is prison.
Anyway, so we'll talk to you next week. You can check out the website at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. All of the links are there. The Rooster Teeth profiles, the commercial, the gamer tags, the Twitter account, the iTunes account, the iTunes link, that is. And all the show notes and pictures for every episode are up there. You can stream the shows live, or not live. You can stream them previously recorded from the website. And we'll try to do 7 episodes next week if we remember, and we should. So
we should remember to do 6 this week.
Yeah, we should have. All right, so do you have anything else to add?
Yeah.
All right, what?
My name's David, and I sound like this.
My name's Isaac, and I sound like this.
I'm just going to do the whole podcast by myself from now on.
Hello, it's all going to be you.
Podcast.
Hey, my name's Isaac.
Hey, my name's David, and I sound good.
Yeah, man, I'm really cool. I do all kinds of cool stuff. I was watching Red vs. Blue last week, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And David was like,
hey, I like Red vs. Blue.
Like that?
My name's David.
And I'm Isaac.
And this week we're going to discuss the 5 episodes that it should be 6 from season 5.
We messed up again, so hope by we and we die.
Because Isaac's awesome.
You just, the whole time you compliment yourself.
Hey, David, what do you think of me?
I think you're totally the best person ever.
Oh, yeah. I know I am. But that's all right. You got anything better to say?
Yeah, but only about how you're totally cool.
New podcast idea. The Isaac is Awesome Show.
It's just
with
you,
David.
It's just you talking to yourself in a high-pitched voice for like 2 hours a week. And just saying, you're so awesome.
I know, man, I know.
No, totally.
That's it for 2 hours. We got to end the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so we'll talk to you next week. Sayonara.
Sayonara.